Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Dankox, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Brian Malatesta, the chairman of the Constitution Party of Texas. You can find his website at cptexas.org. That's www.cptexas.org. I'd also like to take this opportunity to welcome WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee, which is now bringing Mark Dankox America and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a wide, wide conventional radio audience in the American South. WMQM AM 1600 is a Christian station, and it's a 50,000-watt station, and we are very, very glad to have those folks aboard with us this morning. As we've continued our conversation with Brian Malatesta, the chairman of the Constitution Party of Texas, Brian, I want to ask you about something that is discussed by Robert Levy, who is a senior fellow in constitutional studies at the Cato Institute. And he's talking about the Jose Padilla case. Jose Padilla, for those who have forgotten about this, is a U.S. citizen. He supposedly plotted to detonate a dirty bomb. Since his capture, not on the battlefields of Afghanistan or Iraq at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, he's not been charged with any crime. Yet for more than a year, he's been held incommunicado in a South Carolina military brig. I'm quoting from an August 21st, 2003 story. So you can add a few years to this now. He's been held detention for a much longer period of time now than a year. We're talking about almost 4 years. Robert Levy at the Cato Institute is on to say that he is in indefinite detention without access to an attorney as civil libertarians up in arms. That's why the Cato Institute, joined by five ideologically diverse public policy organizations, the Center for National Security Studies, Constitution Project, the Lawyers Committee for Human Rights, People for the American Way, and the Rutherford Institute, filed a front brief in Padilla versus Rumsfeld, now pending U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in New York. This Padilla case, Brian, is one which, even in more recent times, a federal judge in Chicago has insisted is not incompatible with the Constitution. According to this judge in Chicago, if the Pentagon says that you are an unlawful enemy combatant, even if you're an American citizen, if they define you as such, according to this federal judge in Chicago, writ of habeas corpus can be suspended. You can be held incommunicado without formal charges and without a constitutionally swift trial on an indefinite basis. What's your take on this, and what's the take of the Constitution Party on this Padilla case? What do you think the implications are?
Well, I think the implications are we're all at risk. What happens when they, like the alleged hate crimes bill, House Bill 1592, that the House passed, says that, you know, the speech that you're putting out over the airwaves, talking about constitutionally limited government, is hate speech. Why? Because you want to dethrone, in essence, those fellows in power. Well, poor Mr. Jose Padilla here, you know, he does have rights. Now, whether he violated the law or not still needs to be determined. But if he's a citizen and he's not been charged with a crime, how is it that he's being systematically prevented from exercising his right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness?
Absolutely. And by implication, it seems to me that when you look at Jose Padilla, or when you look at Dr. Sami Al-Arian, another case, he is being detained in Raleigh, North Carolina, not having been convicted of a thing in an American court, talking not only about these men's cases, talking about situations that could be extended to the rest of us. We'll be back with Brian Malatesta, the Constitution Party of Texas. This is Mark Dankox broadcasting live on RPN.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
We're back. This is Mark Gamfaus, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Brian Malatesta, the chairman of the Constitution Party of Texas. You can find the Constitution of Party Texas website at www.cptexas.org. That's www.cptexas.org. Brian, we were talking about the Jose Padilla case here just briefly, and also the case of Dr. Sami Al-Aryan. For the listeners who are not aware of this latter case, we talked about it before on this show. Dr. Al-Aryan is a Palestinian-American. He was considered to be the test case for prosecution under the USA Patriot Act. He was tried down in Florida on 17 charges of supporting terrorism and terroristic activities directly or indirectly. He was acquitted of approximately half the charges. And the remaining half of the charges, we had a hung jury, which wanted to vote to acquit him, by the way, by a 10-2 majority margin. Nonetheless, he was not convicted of anything in an American court. He had been held in federal detention prior to that time. Since his acquittal on these charges in this Florida court, he has been held in ongoing detention, now in a federal detention center in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. you had a situation where there was originally an agreement that he had reached with the feds to allow him to plead guilty to a token charge in order to be released. And then the agreement was that he would take himself and his family, lawfully living in this country, back to Palestine. As I understand it, that plea agreement was subsequently reneged upon, not by Dr. Al-Aryan, but by the government. Now, in the case of Padilla and in the case of Al-Aryan, is it not a situation where we're not simply dealing with the fact that unconstitutional procedures have been followed in the case of both of these men, presumably, but aren't we talking about a circumstance where whatever the truth surrounding both of these individuals in terms of what they did or didn't do, that the lack of constitutional procedures involved in both and the suspension of the writ of habeas corpus in both situations should be seen as a threat to every American citizen? In other words, if this happened to Padilla and Al-Aryan today, it could happen to me tomorrow. What do you think, Brian?
Well, I would certainly agree with that statement. I think that history has proven, let's not be naive here, history has proven that those statements are true. Government is power. And as I think General Washington said, you know, like fire, it must be constrained. The right to the writ of habeas corpus, if my history is right, goes back to at least the Magna Carta and possibly early before that. We even see the concept of it in scriptures. What happened when St. Paul was sitting there and some people were charging him with things in a city, and the Roman soldiers had to come in and stop what they perceived to be the potential outbreak of a riot. So they grabbed him, they put him in shackles, and on the way up to the captain, as the questioning began from the governmental civil authorities, one of the things that came out of it was Paul said, well, you know what? Yes, I'm a Jew, and I'm discussing certain things with these people, but, you know, is this how you treat a Roman citizen? And if we go to the text and we see, how did the soldiers react to the fact that he was a Roman citizen? They were astounded. They stepped back in fear because they knew they could not grab hold of a Roman citizen willy-nilly and start allegations and start judicial process, if you will, without the right to be heard, without confronting the witnesses against you. So we even have in the scriptures itself a concept of the writ of habeas corpus. And I think that we need to remember that this is foundational. This is foundational. We're not looking for anyone to get off the hook. We're not looking for, you know, terrorists and murderers and wicked people to run through our land. What we are saying is that just because politicians or the political wind of the day blows a certain way and could make certain things illegal doesn't mean that we give up right to freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, freedom of protest, freedom of redress of grievances. Those are foundational to our American life. That's what I speak out on my radio show, the American principles. There are a core identifying principles that make America, America, and not China, Russia, Argentina, Cuba, France, England, any other nation in the world. And we better hold secure to these foundational principles, or we're not America. And let's just pony up to the bar and recognize that and decide what are we going to do now if we're not truly the America given to us by our founding fathers.
Absolutely, and to me the great paradox is that Mr. Bush keeps saying that we are in Iraq because we are fighting for our freedoms, when it seems to me that our freedoms, constitutionally speaking, are going out the window one by one, and this has been taking place with frightening speed under a Republican president and up until recently a Republican Congress, and it seems to me that that is a prima facie case for an alternative, the creation of an alternative conservative party in this country that understands the Constitution, and presumably that may well be the Constitution Party, both here in Texas as well as nationally. I wanted to ask you something about abortion. I think the historic position of the Constitution Party is very clear on the abortion issue, and I'll let you address that. But I understand that in the last year or two, there was a controversy in the Constitution Party on abortion, related to some things alleged to be going on with its state affiliate in Nevada. And this controversy, which I'd like to ask you to address, caused some consternation within the Constitution Party. There were those who believed that the National Constitution Party was abandoning its no exceptions position on abortion out of deference to some things going on in the state party of Nevada. There were some state parties that disaffiliated from the National Constitution Party. It's been an ongoing source of difficulty, I guess, in the months since this took place. What's your particular understanding of what happened in that instance, Brian? And how does the Constitution Party go about repairing this rift?
Well, my understanding would be that we had a state chairman who had written some things in some chat rooms and in some emails to some people saying that he personally did not have, he could see exceptions to what we term the 100% pro-life position, no exceptions, no apologies. Meaning, the Constitution Party does not stand for the murder of children in the womb, even for medical necessity, even though that is so rare that it rarely happens. No, it's so rare that no one even diagnoses that they have statistics on it. If the mother's life is in jeopardy, well, normally the doctor performing the birth, helping to birth that child into existence, is fighting to keep the woman alive and the baby alive. And in split seconds, if something goes wrong because of whatever, and I'm not a medical doctor, whatever the medical issue is, it's not like you stop in the middle of that process, okay, am I going to save the mother or am I going to save the baby? It's so fast from my friends who are doctors that say it's not even a conscious decision. You're working to preserve both lives. So there was an issue where the Nevada state chairman was saying that he could see in the case of rape or incest that the mother had the right to self-defense, meaning if my wife or my daughters were raped, that they had the right to terminate that pregnancy as a right of self-defense. If I'm understanding his argument, he was not there defending himself, so I don't want to take his position at all because I don't believe in that. The Constitution Party nationally, the issue was raised, are we going to support someone that has, what are we going to do about someone in the party that supports that position? And in my personal belief, unfortunately, the vote came down, well, we're still going to say that the state party of Nevada is part of the national party because they pledge their adherence to the national platform. What is the Constitution Party, nationally speaking? It's an affiliation of 50 independent parties, Constitution Party of Texas being one of them, and we pledge adherence to the national platform. And the national platform says, 100% pro-life, no exceptions, no apologies. And so the Nevada State Party was doing that, and they supported the presidential nominee of the time in his position of 100% pro-life, no exceptions, no problem with that. So they were not abandoning that national platform. They were internally possibly violating that, which has yet to be talked about, but at the national level, they were still supporting that platform. I think it was a black eye for us to not come out and have some type of definitive statement against that behavior, meaning if I was the one in charge and I was the one saying those things, it would have been better, in my opinion, if the National Party would have said, you know what, we can't tell the state of Texas who their chairman can be because they have no ability and no authority, delegated authority. Remember, here we are back to basic things.
Yes.
The National Party cannot dictate to the state of Texas who they're going to nominate and who they're going to vote in as their state chairman. What they can say is that we think you as a state party of Texas ought to censure or sanction or do something about your state chairman who's saying things that could be at odds with the national party. And I think we missed the boat by not coming out and doing that. But it also raises the issue of what if you're not 100% in line with a platform? Gubernatorial candidate back in 1996, the Republican Party, Bob Dole, was asked, what do you think about the platform? He said, platform? What platform? I haven't read the platform. I don't intend to. So, that was a wake-up call for me back in 96, and I'm sitting here as a state chairman saying, you know what, there are things possibly in the national platform that maybe I'm not 100% with, but I'm with it philosophically with the whole goal in mind.
We'll be back with Brian Malatesta, the Constitution Party of Texas. This is Mark Kent. I'm from San Antonio. Stay tuned.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Mark and Cross America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Brian Malatesta, the chairman of the Constitution Party of Texas. You can find that website at www.cptexas.org. That's www.cptexas.org. Brian, of course, the Constitution Party used to be the U.S. Taxpayers Party. Howard Phillips was your standard bearer in 1992. Howard's a good friend of mine. He was the standard bearer in 1996. And then, of course, he was the standard bearer in 2000. And now in 2004, you had another good friend of mine, Michael Perutka, who was the presidential standard bearer of the Constitution Party. Who are the possible candidates for the party in the presidential sweepstakes next year. I read WorldNet Daily a while back had a list of proposed presidential candidates for the CP based upon some conversations that were going to be taking place, I believe, up in New Hampshire, where some of the leaders of your party were going to be kicking around some ideas. What are the names that come up most frequently? And do you have any particular ideas as to who it not only may be, but who in your judgment it should be? Frankly, I've even seen your name on the list, so this might be your opportunity to toot your own horn if you want to run for president. What do you think?
Well, I appreciate that, Mark, very much. I don't know if I'm – well, I'm pretty sure I'm not the best guy for the job. And I say that without any reservation, though I would be happy to be a standard bearer for the issues before the American people. But you're right. The two national committee meetings that we've had, one in New Hampshire back in November, one in Boise back in April, some things are heating up. Names are being thrown out there. But right now there's only one person within the party that has thrown his name in the hat for the nomination, and that's Dr. Don Grundman out in California. Don's a naturopath and a doctor of chiropractic and a great guy. He has run for office many, many, many times. He is the only person officially in the party that has raised his hand and said, here am I, send me. Now, unofficially, you're right, there's a host of names being brought to the table. I will tell you that, yes, I have had many discussions with people within the party on my availability to run or the exercise of running for the nomination. And I've had actually some phone interviews, radio interviews, just on that very topic. And I would certainly entertain the idea, and I am entertaining the idea. I just don't have right now a consensus that that's the right thing to do. On the other hand, there are people that I think are well qualified and people that have name recognition and people that the American people can graft onto. I don't think the American people know who Brian Malatesta is. So in that scheme of things, in light of those issues, who within the party is talking about the issues, is writing about the issues, and is known for the issues, and that's Dr. Jerome Corsi. Jerome Corsi, of course, is a writer and a professor, and he writes for WorldNet Daily, and he, last year, was the blockbuster story on the North American Union. And, you know, he's being pounded by the right, the conservatives, especially someone like a Michael Medved, who says there is no such thing as a North American Union, and it's all conspiratorial. And yet, Dr. Corsi has thousands of pages of documents and can espouse the issue eloquently. He's a veteran. He's well-versed in knowledge of our constitutional republic. And I think he would make an excellent candidate, excellent. And I know his name is being floated. If you were at the two meetings back there in New Hampshire, as he was the keynote speaker for the Friday Night Awards Banquet back in April in Boise, Idaho. So I'm kind of excited that he actually would step up to the plate and take a swing at it and go for it. I think he would be dynamic for us.
Well, let's talk about Jerome Corsi for a minute. I've never met him. I've issued several invitations to him through several other parties to come on the show. I hope maybe I can have him come on directly to address some questions that I have. I, of course, have read his very fine work on the North American Union that has come out in WorldNet Daily. Matter of fact, Corsi has a new piece on Rudolph Giuliani's connection to the NAFTA superhighway crowd, speaking of Centro of Spain and Macquarie of Australia, and the fact that Giuliani's law firm represents these foreign interests that want to collect tolls on American roads and presumably on this new NAFTA superhighway that's going to be built. Corsi's positions in foreign policy, however, are interesting to me. Is it safe to say that Jerome Corsi, with some things that he has said about our policies in the Middle East, might be more open to the influence of the neoconservative wing of the Republican Party in foreign policy that maybe would characterize some of the other Constitution Party candidates, or is that unfair?
That might be fair to say. I don't know him. I've only met him one time. And all I know is, like myself, I would have to go out there and find people that are truly in the know on those subject matters and bring them to the table, as I would not be a subject matter expert in those areas.
Yeah, we come back to this whole issue of engaging in a preemptive attack on Iran. That might relate to some of Mr. Corsi's thinking that we'll examine when we come back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Brian Malatesta, the Constitution Party of Texas. You can find his website, or the party's website, at www.cptexas.org, I believe. And shortly before the end of the broadcast, I want to mention some of Brian's other websites as well before we close. Brian, I'm asking this only because I think it's going to come up within the Constitution Party. I think it has to. And it's something that a lot of people that are interested in the Constitution Party, I think, are watching very closely. There are two names that from time to time come up in regard to Constitution Party presidential politics. Alan Key's name has been kicked around from time to time, and I know he's been a speaker at a couple of Constitution Party events in the past. Alan Key's, of course, was the college roommate of William Kristol, the famous neoconservative with very close ties to the government of Israel, and who is a commentator of Fox News. That could be suggestive of something. I mean, I have not had the opportunity to ask Dr. Keyes directly about that. On the air, I'd like to have that privilege sometime so that he can answer the question directly. Jerome Corsi's the other name that comes up. Of course, he has authored a book entitled Atomic Iran, How the Terrorist Regime Bought the Bomb and American Politicians. He's also something with Mike Levins entitled Showdown with Iran, Radical Islam's Messianic Mission to Destroy Israel and Cripple the United States. Now, I mentioned Christie and Keats because they're on the American right who say that here we have a complete distinction, say the foreign policy of Pat Buchanan, which many people thought was the foreign policy of the Constitution Party, at least in broad outline, where it seems that Corsi and Keyes have a very close relationship with neoconservatives and with people that are very close to the Israeli government and the Israeli lobby. There are a lot of folks in American right that say, hey, if we're going to have an America first foreign policy, if we're going to stay out of foreign conflicts that are none of our business, if we're going to get foreign lobbies, domestic politics of the United States, then by George, we've got to begin with Israel. And yet, in terms of the names Corsi and Keyes coming up, Constitution Party politics, there might be a suggestion there that there's an internal inconsistency or divide that needs to be more adequately worked out. What do you think about that?
Well, I would say if the American people are happy with what they're getting on the products that are on the market, let them keep buying. If that's the only black mark, and I have not studied these issues to the level that you have, and I certainly appreciate you bringing them to my knowledge, I certainly will spend a little more time on it. But if the American people want a change, then they need to affect that change. If this is the only issue of contentious voting, then I'd be willing to look into it and say, okay, we'll deal with that when we have to deal with it. I think you're right. Pat Buchanan and maybe Mr. Howard Phillips and some of the other Michael Peruca candidates that have been in the forefront of discussing foreign policy have a much more clearer position. And my position is certainly General Washington's position of and Jefferson's of, you know, non-entangling alliances in foreign affairs. One thing I like to ask people the question is when they talk about foreign policy is, well, where do we have the authority to give money to any nation, and where do we have any authority to be involved in other nations? Again, delegated authority, Article 1, Section 8. This is not rocket science. It's not hard. There are words on a piece of paper. There were debates. We can all go read those things and see exactly what those men said. Now, the issue before us is, are we going to live underneath those documents, or are we not? And if we're not, then we have procedures in place. You know, being the accountant in me, I want procedures. We have procedures in place to make that change. But we don't just do it outside of the bounds, if you will, of the four squares of the document.
Yes, and again, as I examine this whole thing of Corsi and Keyes, I think it does indicate, though, a philosophical difference with the Buchanan-Perutka wing of the party in regard to this whole issue of the Israeli lobby and in regard to what many would say is the central role of Israel in pushing America into its present involvement in Iraq and potentially a preemptive war with Iran. And, of course, that's something that the Constitution Party will have to solve internally, certainly as it debates these in regard to its policy platform positions, and as it eventually ends up, they nominate a presidential candidate. But I merely bring that forth to say, as a friend of the Constitution Party, I think this whole question of Israel and the relationship of Israel, the neoconservatives in this country, and the relationship of the Israeli lobby to a whole series of domestically that we are agreed on are very, very evil, including the abortion industry, the pornography industry, and the moral declension of our country, as we've seen that in the media and entertainment arenas in recent years, that there's a big package tied up in this, I think, both internationally in regard to foreign policy and in regard to domestic policy that's going to have to be addressed. If I was to identify personally one area that's going to have to be really thrashed out by the Constitution Party in regard to all of its state chapters, in regard to the national organization, it's going to be this question of neoconservatism as opposed to paleoconservatism, both on foreign policy as well as it relates to domestic cultural issues. And in so many cases, it seems to me, this connection to Israel is not going to go away. I would suggest that with Corsi and Keyes on the one hand, that on the fundamental core questions of Israel and an American policy empire, that it's in that area that they would be at complete variance, it seems to me, with Pat Buchanan. And again, I just identify this as something that's, that the Constitution Party is going to have to deal with in the days ahead, because I think it's emerging as a major divide on the American right.
Yeah, you might be very well right. And I would also say, in addition, I would agree with what you just said, and I would add to it to say, and let's bring this to the forefront of the American people. Let's not have this discussion in closed chambers, if you will. Let's not have this discussion between power brokers in the political arena that most of us don't even know who they are. Let's bring the debate out into the open, and let's talk about it. Because from what I know from my research and history, is that most American people don't even know what this issue is about and why it would be so important to the American people.
Yes, and I think when it comes, again, to the Constitution Party, that's going to be a very, very healthy and needed debate, and one that's going to be watched on the part of the entire American right, because, again, it seems to me that when I look at a list of proposed Constitution Party candidates for president, such as it has appeared in the recent past, in the last 4, 5, 6 months or so at WorldNet Daily, that when I look at Jerome Corsi and Alan Keyes on foreign policy issues and on the role of the Israeli lobby in the policies of this country, I see a complete divide, a chasm, those guys on the one hand, and say Pat Buchanan and Ron Paul on the other. When I see the Constitution Party involved in conversations with people in both camps, in regard to being considered as presidential candidates, I think we've identified something, again, that has become an increasing divide on the American right. And I would suspect when it comes to this whole question that that's something that is going to be watched very, very closely, both with the Constitution Party of Texas as well as with all of the state affiliates, to see how that plays out. Because I think the foreign policy and domestic policy implications of that for the Constitution Party long term are going to be absolutely critical.
I would agree with you. And the only way some of this is actually going to play out is for it to be brought out into the open, have it discussed before the American people. And again, we're not in the situation in America 2007 because we jumped from 1776 to 1789 all of a sudden. 2007. We're here because incrementally we made bad choices and bad decisions. And if I have to swallow a little bit to move us back, way back to where we need to be, that's the debate that needs to take place, and we can deal with that issue in an open, honest, forthright manner before the American people, and then move forward, you know, with the redressing of the issues that need to be addressed. The American people will not swallow constitutional government because they don't know what it is. They can't taste it. They can't feel it. They can't buy it. We're a consumption market, and we need a product that I can taste, feel, hold in my hands, flip around, you know, engage in some type of real interaction. And to say that the Constitution Party or any other political party can say we want to get back to the Founding Fathers and the documents by which we're supposed to be governing, and what happens when we don't have Social Security? What happens when you don't have that welfare scheme that's just sucking the American people dry financially? They don't know how to live without those things. We have been so ingrained that government provides the safety net, we don't know how to live without it. So we have some big issues that we as an American people have to digest, and foreign policy is just one of them.
Well, let's ask you something about a couple of other issues that I didn't hear anybody address last night in the Republican debates. One is the whole issue of a direct federal income tax on American citizens. The other is the whole issue of the Federal Reserve Board and the fact that we have a private banking corporation that can expand and contract the money supply at will. What's the position of the Constitution Party in regard to the income tax and the Federal Reserve Board?
Well, the Constitution Party's platform is we would abolish both of those entities. The Constitution already defines what money is. It's very clear. I mean, it's 371.25 fine grains of silver. That's a dollar. And Dr. Edwin Vieira has written extensively on this issue and why this has destroyed America, the fact that we have what's called unjust weights and measures, Leviticus 18:10. We have fiat currency. What does that mean? That means we have printing presses that we just hit the go button and we get these green coupons out with dead presidents' faces on it, and right above them it says Federal Reserve Note. Well, if I give you a note, Mark, what is that? What's a note? It's an evidence of debt. The Constitution under Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, and Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4, both define clearly and articulately what taxing powers the federal government has. And the federal government has no authority to directly tax you and I, the citizen. It's just not there.
Interesting. And again, I think it's noteworthy that none of the Republican candidates really addressed this last night, as near as I can tell. And I think when we start talking about the whole issue of a direct federal income tax on American citizens and the whole creation of the Federal Reserve Board in regard to controlling the money supply, that we truly are talking about what I think in the 20th century were possibly the two major critical events in facilitating the whole welfare warfare state that we've seen in the 100 years since.
That's exactly right. There's a great video on Google called The Truth Behind the Income Tax. If we didn't have unconstitutional money, and if we didn't have unconstitutional application of the taxing laws, you wouldn't have your purchasing power absconded through the gray matter term called inflation. A dollar ounce, one ounce coin of silver basically has the same purchasing power that it had in Jefferson's day. Gold's purchasing power hasn't changed. The relative purchasing power is due to fiat money that's printed through a non-governmental agency called the Federal Reserve Bank. How is it that the Congress, which says Congress has the authority to create money, can give that power in the dark of night of December 23rd, 1913, to some obscure agency? They don't have that power. They don't have that delegated authority to do that kind of thing. And we're suffering the whims of it ever since. But again, people have written about this. You don't find the Republicans talking about it. You don't find the Democrats talking about it. And quite frankly, some of the biggest people out there in the libertarian camp, like Neil Bortz, they want a flat tax. They want revenue neutral. Revenue neutral? American people don't want revenue neutral. American people want the government off their back. Why are we talking, again, how much money does it take to fund Article 1, Section 8? That's all they get. No more, no less. We can balance the budget tomorrow by the federal government telling the states under Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, here's your proportionate share of the budget. That's called a direct tax. Directly taxing the states for the money the federal government needs, then the states go and raise it and they mail it into D.C. It's pretty clear. It's very simple.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, again, you're talking about issues that directly relate to what I perceive to be some of the most significant differences between your state and national party platforms and obviously the pabulum that we've been getting from the Republican Party for lo these many, many years now.
But this used to be the Republican Party platform, Mark.
Yes.
This is what got me involved in 1994 when I started reading this stuff. And I said, my gosh, no one taught me this. I mean, I passed my CPA. No one told me these things. I didn't get this in Government 101 class at my university studies. And I found this out, and all of a sudden it's a party plank in the Texas Republican Party platform. When's the Texas Republican Party platform ever? Where's the governor? Where's the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas demanding Texas stand up and tell the feds go away? You know, President Bush wrote a book about that in 1999. He wrote a book about federalism and anti-federalism. It was a great read. They just don't implement it. They don't believe it. It makes for good fodder, good debate.
But, boy, those statistics about the growth of government under the Republican Party simply don't lie.
And that's the only difference, is we truly believe our platform and we would truly implement it. That's the only difference.
Let me ask you this, Brian. As a state chairman of one of the most significant chapters of the Constitution Party in the country, we, of course, are coming into another presidential election cycle. Between now and the time that the presidential election has ended, what would you as an individual state party chairman say would be the bottom line on pointing to quantifiable, achievable success for your state chapter? What percentage of the vote do you realistically think you can get? What kinds of things do you absolutely insist on as a minimum level of acquisition in regard to the development of a state party organization between now and, say, January of 2009? When we come back, we'll just address that. This is Mark Nankoff coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Brian Malatesta, the Constitution Party of Texas, is my guest. We'll be back with Brian and with my question when we return. Stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
We'll be right back.
back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Brian Malatesta, the chairman of the Constitution Party of Texas. We're in the last minutes of our conversation with Brian. You can find the CP of Texas website at www.cptexas.org, Constitution Party of Texas, that's cptexas.org. Brian is the executive director of an internet radio broadcast entitled Laptop America. You can find that at laptopamerica.net. He's got two other websites, www.mygodgivenrights.com and www.theamericanideal.net. Brian, in the last couple of minutes that we've got here, between now and January of 2009, what do you think you need to achieve to feel that you've had at least a minimal level of success in developing the state organization here of the Constitution Party? And what minimal level of success does the national organization have to point to between now and 2009, given the fact that the Constitution Party has yet to achieve even 1% of the national vote in a presidential election?
Well, the first thing we have to recognize is that nothing happens without people. June 9th, we have our 2007 state conference. I would encourage all your listeners, hey, you may not be on board with us, and that's fine, but why don't you come out, hear what we have to say, see that we're really live human beings. We're not kooks. We're just like you, concerned Americans who are wanting to make a change to the ideals and principles by which this country was founded and built upon, and which we were taught. The whole key, we were taught this is what America is all about. So we need people to be involved. What happens when they're involved? In the state of Texas, they won't let us play on the ballot. They won't let us vote our conscience for our candidate's sake unless we go through the ritual of, in essence, bowing down to Caesar and getting all these signatures signed. That takes manpower. That takes people. It only takes 50,000 signatures. You know, there's 254 counties. Divide it out. We can do this readily. Let's get a couple people, let's band together, and let's make this thing happen. We ran candidates in 06. We ran a congressional candidate who got 12% of the vote. We ran a mayor candidate. We ran a city council member who got 25% of the vote. We're running candidates. We are bringing the issue to the American people. Nationally speaking, we actually have a candidate elected, Rick Jor, state of Montana, legislator. He is the deciding vote.
Very fine gentleman.
Yes, excellent, excellent fellow. I mean, he has raised the bar because now we hit the news. Now we hit, we're real. We're not just a bunch of guys, you know, sipping coffee and debating the issue and grumbling about it. We are making the difference because we're making the action that it takes. That's why I have a radio show talking about the American ideal. That's why we write a thing about God-given rights. What is the issue to the American people? God-given, unalienable rights to life, liberty, and pursuit of... Ask your coworkers, guys. Ask the people you run with on the softball team. What is it that makes the difference in politics? It's who controls your rights. Either the American people are going to do it, or they're not.
Brian Malatesta, you're a very fine gentleman. I wish you all the best. I wish the Constitution Party of Texas every success. You can find the website www.cptexas.org. As a friendly suggestion to the Constitution Party, is it going to be the foreign policy of Corsi and Keyes on the one hand, or is it going to be the foreign policy of Pat Buchanan and Ron Paul on the other? I think that's the key issue for the Constitution Party to decide as it determines its national ideological direction. I think it's going to be very different in terms of whether or not the neocons win or the old America First right fails in the Constitution Party. This is Mark Danfoss, America, signing off from San Antonio, Texas, today on the Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless you.